Hello, everybody on the Reddit. This is Tarkus Trooper here, once again to give this ASMR thing a whack again. This time, it's not gonna be a shit post. And this time, it's not gonna be an NSFW audio of me moaning in your ears or anything like that. No. But I do have a request. Well, yeah, more of a query. Yeah. Why don't you sit down and have a little drink with me? It could be any drink you like. It could be something alcoholic. Favorite hard cider, your brandy, your vodka, anything that floats your boat. Maybe it could be a soda, maybe it could just be water, or milk, or orange juice. It doesn't really matter. What matters is, you can just go right ahead, sit down, make yourself at home, and just have a drink with me. Just simple as that. Alright, so, prepared to be blown away. Well, not blown away, but you know. Alright. So, I'm about to fix myself something to drink in just a second. Please don't pop. Okay, good. I was trying to get it to not do that thing. So far, so good, huh? Yeah, so what I'm drinking right now is a favorite of mine. And you can guess what it is. It's Pepsi Max. Or what they call it here in the States, Pepsi Zero. Oh, shit. Oh, gosh, I almost spilt it on my microphone trying to let y'all hear the fizz. Can't y'all hear it? Oh, listen to those bubbles. They just make the soda slut in me very, very happy. Alright. And for those of you who like the burps, I'm sorry, it's not gonna happen. Not in this one. Like I said, this is not a shit post. This is a very serious one. She said. Okay, she said to herself. No, but yeah. It's not like I do this every evening sitting here on the floor just, drinking my sodas. And, before any of the questions, get flown around, I'd like to clarify that I cannot choose a preference between Coke and Pepsi. I love them both. Why? I will tell you why. I am a soda slut. Okay, I did say this wasn't going to be an NSFW audio, but just know that I go absolutely crazy over soda, especially Pepsi, Pepsi Max, or Coke Zero. It doesn't, see, I don't know why I keep calling it Pepsi Max. I don't know why I keep calling it Pepsi Max, but they, I think they renamed it Pepsi Zero Sugar, I believe it was, and they also have, a Mountain Dew out that is also Zero Sugar. Mountain Dew Zero Sugar. Not to confuse it with Diet Mountain Dew. Now don't get me wrong, Diet Mountain Dew, it's okay for the most part, but it just, ever since I've had that Mountain Dew Zero, it's not the same, really. Not really. Because I can be honest with you right now. I can be real, real honest with you, okay? Now, when I first tried Mountain Dew Zero, I wasn't a big fan of it at all at first. Because the first time I've ever tried it was, I would say it was less than a religious experience. No, it's, first time I tried it, the taste, it reminded me of carbonated lemon-lime Powerade. I don't think Powerade ever made any carbonated stuff, I don't think. Yeah, I don't think so. Unless I haven't been looking well enough, they may have some carbonated sport drinks out there. I have no idea. I have no idea at all. Because I do claim to be a soda connoisseur. Not really. I wish I was, because yeah, I'm a little bit of a soda enthusiast. Yeah, a soda enthusiast. Because I love me some soda. Because I've never met anybody who was a water enthusiast. Like, oh, it's so good. Water is so good for you. Yeah, I get water is very good for you. Okay. I've been trying to drink it as much as I can, but I keep getting drawn back to soda. Yeah. Oh, I was trying to make sure that I was still recording. But yeah, I could talk about drinks all day. If not food, it's drinks. Yeah, this stuff's got me feeling bubbly. No pun intended. I don't know why I like speaking on the right side. I just don't make any sense. I'm showing more of y'all's right side love less than the left side. I don't know. I think my right ear to me is more dominant than my left. So, I think that's why I'm usually drawn to the right side of the mic. But I hope that you all enjoy this. Either you just get relaxed, caffeinated, drunk, refreshed, I don't care. As long as you have a good time drinking. I don't know why I did that with my fingernail. Oh, it's not fizzing anymore. Yeah, you can't hear it. And, they said, I don't know if they still put, ginseng in it anymore. Let me check. Yeah, Panax ginseng root extract. Yeah. And see, when I first heard of, going back to the topic of Mountain Dew Zero, when I first heard about them coming out earlier in 2 months ago, I was just thinking, oh gosh, the Mountain Dew is already highly caffeinated enough. We don't really need that ginseng in there. Unless you want a heart attack. That's how you get a heart attack. High caffeine plus lots of ginseng root extract. Yeah, that's how you get a heart attack. Sorry to break it to you like this. But yeah. Yeah, to break the bad news to you while whispering in your ear. But you have to admit though. You have to admit though that stuff is very, very, it gets you going. It gets you going. I've heard, now, don't quote me on this, but I have heard that ginseng is an aphrodisiac. And it gets you I did say that it wasn't a not safe for work audio. Okay. Don't tease the listener, Tark. Don't do that. It's a safe for work thing. Yeah. And so, how fun is it just to listen to some dork behind the microphone just blathering on about soda and then relaxing you in the process while you sit there and just sip on your drink, listening to me woo you my whisper. I don't care what you say. Okay, I am a Coke addict. I'm a Pepsi addict. And but before anything else, I have the earliest memory of ever being hooked on soda was the first time I was ever introduced to Sprite. That was my introduction to soda and my addiction to it. See, I was told some stories that when I was younger, when my mom tried to get me off of the bottles and stuff, she would give me Sprite, I think, because that was the safest. I think that was the safest soda to give to children at the time. I think it still is because there's no caffeine in it. There is no artificial dyes in it. I think that was it. And I think she, I don't quite remember, but yeah, ever since then I love Sprite. But when I started turning about 5 years old, I got addicted to Diet Coke, which made it full blown even then. Yeah, it's not a good habit. I will admit this. I will very much readily admit it, that drinking soda is not a good habit at all. I wish I could break it. I mean, I can if I wanted to. But I just enjoy my fizzy soda so much. I enjoy my Pepsi Max. I enjoy my Coke Zero. I enjoy getting to try new flavors. Now, I don't think I've ever mentioned this, but I should have done a review. I should have done a Tark Picture Poison another one of those episodes, because I've only done like two, because the last one I did was, last one I did was when I tried the cinnamon flavored Pepsi, and that was about three or four years ago since I've done it. It was called Pepsi Fire, and then the one before that was Crystal Pepsi. Yeah, they brought back this Pepsi from back in the 1990s, I think, where it was kind of like, last time I tried it, I remember it having a kind of bleachy flavor to it. Not that I know what bleach tastes like. I've no idea what bleach tastes like, but it just kind of gives off that little bit of, it just gives off that bleachy kind of aftertaste. I don't know what it was, but it was weird. It was okay, but it was just, it tasted weird. Now for the cinnamon flavored Pepsi. Now the Pepsi Fire was, it had a burn to it that I just really didn't like. See, I like spicy stuff. I like spicy stuff, but if you try and make Pepsi spicy or Coke spicy, see, I don't think I've ever tried the cinnamon flavored Coke yet. I probably wouldn't, because I learned my lesson with the cinnamon flavored Pepsi, because it burns going down. I mean, it doesn't burn. It just got that. It has that little bit of a uncomfortable sensation going down your throat. It's not good. It really isn't good. It feels bad, man. Feels bad. Yeah, and no. I forgot to do, like I said, I forgot to do this one installment of it where I tried the orange vanilla flavor Coke Zero. Now, I wanted to try the regular Coke, but seeing as I don't drink much regular drinks, because, see, here's the weird reason why I don't drink regular versions of Coke or Pepsi. It's because it leaves like a really weird, the sugar in it just leaves a really weird feeling in my teeth. It just leaves this really weird feeling on my teeth, and I don't like that. I really don't like that. Oh, my earbud fell out. Yeah, but let's see. Oh, it's about to be 18 minutes. Oh my gosh. Yeah, I ought to wrap this up because who would want to fall asleep to some idiot rambling on about Cokes and Pepsis and Sprites and, yeah. All I wanted for you is just to have a drink with me, and then I'm just rambling about sodas and things like that. Oh, let me do that again. I should have gotten a little bit closer to the mic when I did that. Yeah, so I'm glad y'all got to sit down and have a drink with me. Thank y'all so much for taking your time to sit back and relax with me. It really means a lot. And I hope to get to do more of that soon. Yeah. Maybe do another one of these where I don't talk about soda that much. Yeah. Oh, God. Okay. All right. I will see y'all later. Darkest Trooper, signing off.